that one day our voices would somehow fill the earth with joy forever. I dream that one day our wishes will somehow soon come true and last forever.
My name is Jackie Compton, and I'm your platform assistant for today. And it is so wonderful to see all of you. You are shining lights to me. I love you. Okay, so let's begin with saying together the vision and mission statements. The vision statement first, please, together with me. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And the mission statement, Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. And I want to wish everyone a happy welcome here, if this is your first, second, or third time. And we do have fellowship, and we have a good time down there, so please join us. The unity affirmation is something that is said in unity congregations around the world. And so as we say this, it is our proclamation of who and what we are and what God is. So please join me together as we say this. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent. So now we're going to bless all the youth in the world. We're all young at heart, right? At least I hope we feel that way. And so let's just rub our hands together and send out all the wonderful vibrational energy together. Children of God, we love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we behold the Christ in you. The announcements. February 26th, and this is all in your little blue insert thing. February 26th is going to be our annual meeting. So please attend so that we can vote on some important things and elect new board members. It is right after the service on February 26th. Unity 101 is an in-house class that's going to begin on, hang on, let me see, February 12th, right after, well, at 12:15 after services and after a little bit of fellowship. So if you're interested in finding out more about what unity is like, this is the perfect thing to come to just to listen, to share ideas, and to find out a little bit what we're all about. Because coming to Sunday services is wonderful, but you don't always get the full brunt of the message. But this will help you to understand a little bit more. And for those of us who have been around for a long time, it's always good to have a refresher. And I think that's the end of the announcements. Really, is that right? Oh, not many, is there? Okay, so I did want to say that we had a wonderful walk to talk today. And the walk to talk is a little discussion, and we read from a little book on third Sunday before church. It starts at 9 o'clock. And Neil and Marcia led it today, and it was absolutely wonderful. So I would invite all of you to come and partake in that wonderful, it's an uplift, you know, hearing other people's ideas, hearing your own ideas when you say them out loud. Sometimes that's a little frightening, but that is the truth of you, right? And so sometimes that's the most important thing that we have to take away from a discussion is what we say in discussion. So please come and join us next, whenever that is, the third Sunday of February. And we would love to have you there. It was a stimulating conversation, and I plan on coming back. Anyway, so I think it's time for a little more music. Thank you.
power of now is always perfect, nothing to be. Then who you are, the power of now flows oh so easily. Be willing to let go of everything you think you need to know. Oh, be strong enough to let go of everything you think you need to control. For everything power of now is ever flowing, connecting the soul to the one. The power of now unfolds so peacefully. Be
let's get some of these mics off. All right. First, I want to say, we're going to light this Christ candle to set the tone and the intention for today's message. In lighting it, I think about one presence, one power in the universe and in my life and your life. No matter what is going on, if we hold on to the idea, one presence, one power, we can move through any experience. You know, when I first thought about preparing this message, at the time when I planned it, I didn't know it would fall on the eve of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration. And I thought, how appropriate is it to talk about work that is ours to do than to think about someone who was a living example of doing the work that is theirs to do. Most of us aren't gonna come up against anything as extreme as Dr. King did. But that doesn't make our work any less. It doesn't make it any less. Early in his career, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. preached about the need to have three dimensions in our lives. And that's true today still. And those three dimensions he talked about was length, breadth, and height. He said length, L-E-N-G-T-H, in case you don't know what I was saying, but he said length is about our connection to ourselves. Think about that. Length is about our connection to ourselves. Breadth is about our connection to our community. And height is about our connection to the transcendent. And he said, if these three dimensions are out of whack, we will be too. Now think about this in your life. What is your connection to yourself? What do you think about yourself? What do you feed yourself as you go through this thing called human existence? And breath, what is your connection to community, any community? Maybe not so much this one, but any community. What do you present of yourself to your peers? How do you carry yourself knowing the truth of your being? And also, I want you to think about the height, connection to the transcendent. I interpret that about what is my connection to spirit? What is my connection to God? Am I listening? Am I opening the channel so God can express through me? Or am I blocking the channel with the thoughts that I might have, which takes you right back to what? Your connection to yourself. Just think, when we are in sync, we spring forth with zeal. Great zeal is great energy and enthusiasm, and we do this in pursuit of a cause or an objective. In this case, in this spiritual community, we're springing forth to carry out our mission and our vision for ourselves. You know, I don't want you to just come on Sunday and say these affirmations. I want you to come and feel them, to believe them, to begin to pattern your life around, as they did this morning, as they studied this morning, around walking the talk. That's Unity's fifth principle. If you're just learning this stuff and not taking it in and not really practicing it, then you're doing yourself a disservice. That's how we build up that zeal, by knowing, by connecting. And the other part of that is to do the work that is ours to do. You know, I like looking up words in the dictionary, and I looked up work, and I thought, fantastic, because work is activity involving mental or physical effort in order to achieve or to pursue a right outcome or result. So that's what we do, isn't it? That's what we're all about. That work is not so much physical. I'm not going to ask you to go out and knock door to door or drag people in here or stand on the porch and give a message. But what we want is to begin to get a consciousness, a prayer, a consciousness of the attributes that we talk about. What do we talk about? Love. Love is an unconditional thing when we're walking the talk. It's unconditional. I don't think in my mind, well, I'm going to love Liz if she brings us baked goods. I'm not going to place that condition on her. Love is just for the sake of loving. Now, that doesn't mean you have to accept bad behavior. That's not what I'm talking about. But love is in, it's built in us. It's our true nature. And when we look beyond the thoughts or what we perceive as the thoughts of another and see the Christ within them, know that they have that touch, they have that spark, they have that divinity within them. And know that whatever it is that they may be doing is just what they do. We don't have to sink to that level because we're going to what? We're going to spring forth with the connection that we know with ourselves, our community, and with God, and do the work that is ours to do. And what is that work? We just saw a beautiful video talking about we are the world. We are the people that make the difference. And if each one of us let our light shine, guess what? That vision affirmation that we say, we're bringing it into manifestation. Our vision here that we say, and wherever you are, if you're listening to this and you belong to another church or organization, what you are affirming, that's what we want to do with zeal. Our vision here is to be a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. We want to set the example, don't we? We want to welcome folks. We want to open up. We want those who are in search of truth, those who need to know what and who they truly are, more than a human being, in everyone. Spirit is alive and moving through. I know what somebody is probably thinking. See, I have the kind of capacity that I can look at faces and know that somebody is sitting out there saying, okay, Vernetta, but what about the person that's out here doing these terrible things? What about them? Let your light shine. In them, when they come into the awareness that they are spirit also, they'll wake up. May not be this lifetime, But we have to hold the possibility. That is our work. Hold the spark of possibility. If something's going on in your life that's uncomfortable, hold the spark of possibility that all things are possible when you look at them from your Christ spirit. And trust me, the Christ is in each and every one of us. I thought, what can I bring you that would help support what I'm trying to say here this morning, to help support that we want to walk in one accord, whether it be with this organization or whether it be as a universe. We want to live and move and have our being and be aware of having our being in the one presence and the one power. We want to know when we say God is good, that that spirit resides in us and everyone we meet. I know that's another one that's difficult to see. But when we quit trying to see things with our human eyes and begin to try to look at them through the lens of truth, oh my, the whole world looks different. The lens began to clear up, and we begin to see what we truly are. So I found this from Rosemary Fillmore Ray, granddaughter of our co-founder, Charles Fillmore. And I want to read what she wrote. She wrote, "Many of life's greatest gifts come to us only on the condition that we prepare to receive them. Love comes only after thought and preparation has shown us how to first give love to others. When we open ourselves up, love flows." She also says, "Progress in our work," and remember what our work is? Our work is that activity, that mental activity that's centered and focused on achieving a purpose, and our purpose is peace here, right? Yeah. Peace and unconditional love and being a light, a beacon, an inspiration in the world. She says progress in our work comes when we have prepared through gathering knowledge and have learned to work with other people. This process seems to be to decide what you want, discover what is required of you, then make your preparation to receive. So how can you apply that to yourself? How can you apply that in your own life and what you may be wanting to achieve spiritually so that you can bring those talents into this beautiful chapel and share them with others, building that light that we're looking for, that beacon that we're looking for. Using the process that she's talking about, first I want you to ask yourself, what do you want to achieve? I know where there is no vision, people perish. So I know you have a vision of something you want to achieve. And then I want you to think about, what preparations do we make or can you make to open your mind and your heart to receive that? When we think about something physical, if you want to be a doctor, what happens? You go and you take medical school and this and that, and prepare yourself. So if you want to be the highest Christ self, then where's your learning ground? Where's your field where you go to learn how to achieve that? It's within. It's within. Take time and meditation and prayer. And then what is required of you? Well, I just said it. Do the work. Take the time to understand that there's one presence and one power. What that means. Take the time to understand that all of us are one. We live and move and have our being in the essence of the energy of the allness of God. I thought about how we can apply this to our vision here. What do we want to achieve? Well, we want to be the light in the darkness, right? We want to draw people who are interested in lifting their spirits and their life. And then I thought, okay, once that happens, what's required to accomplish that? Well, the requirement is to let our light shine individually. And then when we come together, we make that beacon, we put it together, and there's a great light beaming out from these doors every Sunday. And then what are the preparations? Well, of our human self, it wouldn't hurt to come to a class or two. It wouldn't hurt to listen and learn how to go about connecting with your inner spirit. There's music that helps center you. Learn what prayer is to you. Is it just something you say and affirm and then you go on about your business? No. It's something we are. We are a prayer. We live a prayer. We express a prayer. Our whole being is a prayer because we're blessed to have that within us which is unchanging. And that's the Spirit of God. It's our connector. We have the ingredients to have a fantastic year. I'm going to share a couple of the ingredients, and then we're going to do what we need to do to bring everything into manifestation, and that's our prayer work. So what are the ingredients that I've found? Well, one of them is in Matthew 18 and 20. It says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am in the midst of them. Do you believe that? And here we are. Here we are. All focused on that one presence and that one power. So we got that going for us, right? We can check that off. Another one is in Luke 12, 30 and 31. Oh, I love this. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all your mind and your strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's not a very easy one, is it, sometimes? Of our human selves, we have a way of being challenged with that. But when we practice unconditional love, looking through the appearance, that's when it unfolds for us. So we practice unconditional love here, right? We invite anyone. We don't get in little cliques. We don't, you know, stir up a little ruckus over here. So unconditional love, check. Another one is John 4:24. Christ consciousness is the head of this assembly and the only true organization in spirit. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. That's taking that time to absorb, to learn the teachings of Jesus Christ and go deeper into the meanings of that. And if you need help, that's what we do here, right? Check. Unity means oneness. We create this unity by bringing our various backgrounds to blend together in the name of the living Christ consciousness. Check. We do that here. In our unity of purpose, we are guided by infinite wisdom and divine love. Wisdom assists us in looking beyond the appearances of things that are going on. And love is the great harmonizer and healer of all things. So we spring forth with zeal. That's that great energy and enthusiasm in pursuit of a common cause, being a beacon, being the light, letting our light shine to do the work that is ours to do. We have things we want to accomplish, not only here, but I'm sure you have a vision in your own life. Some of this, if not, well, all of this will help you get focused and on the path to meet your goal. Here, we want to really be the leaders that express that Christ is the way, not war, not having to have your say, but Christ is the way. Christ is that part of us that is our divine nature. To me, it's like a muscle and you have to exercise it. I didn't know anything about it when I first came. I didn't know in me was something that was greater than what's out here in the world, until I came into this way of study and began to feel the stirrings deep within my soul. And that's what I want for you. Because no matter what is going on in my life, no matter how many times the technology wants to challenge me on a Sunday morning, I have the zeal deep within me, that rises up and springs me forward to do the work that is mine to do. And you have that same ability in you. Remember the time when I told you I wanted to be your cheerleader? If you need someone to sit in the light with you, just call me, see me, email me. My business is all out. It's on the website, so I have nothing to hide. But I do stand in the awareness of one presence, one power. Let's pray. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to give a lesson on that one day, because we recite this stuff, but you really need to get a deep understanding of what it is you're saying. You're invoking power that will carry you through any circumstances. So let's affirm it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Take a deep breath and relax for a moment. Breathing in and breathing out, if you can close your eyes or if you'd like to focus on the Christ candle. But let's turn our focus inward. Breathing in and breathing out, giving ourselves permission to take this time apart right here, right now, just for a moment, to make that connection. One presence, one power in the universe and in my life. That's a great statement to hold on to. You see, when you know what you are, which is a spiritual being, the outer shell of you, the human part of you, the self part of you, conforms to the walk of spirit. God is, and because God is, we are. And we live and move and have our being in the essence of allness. We come fully equipped for this experience that's called human existence. We have a mighty tool belt full of things that we can take and use to lead and guide us on the path. And when we take time to know, we can be, just be the spiritual being you were created to be. And when you walk through this thing called life, you'll recognize the appearance. appearances. And you'll move through them. Nothing in your experiences have come to stay. They have come to pass. And when you're aware of that, when you sit in that power, you can rise up and accomplish and achieve and manifest. You can contribute to a world that works for all people. And we let no things such as hatred, prejudice, we let all that drift into the nothingness that it is. So breathing in, breathing out, making that connection. Just take a second right here, right now. Feel the flow of spirit moving in and throughout you. And every breath that we breathe in and release. That spark of divinity is there. So rest just a moment in the quiet. Let love simmer deep within you. Feel it spread throughout you. That's God. That's the essence of all that is. One presence, one power. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the words that you have placed on our hearts. And as we prepare to return our presence to this room and our surroundings, we do so bringing with us the gifts that we have received. And for this and all things, we say thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. And we let it be. Amen. I have this affirmation. Usually we affirm the one in our bulletins, but I've been impressed to affirm our theme for the year. And you have a little slip of paper, that orange paper, in case you haven't heard it enough to know what I'm about to have you say. So take a deep breath and let me affirm it first, and then I want you to affirm it for yourselves. Just let these words soak in. I spring forth with zeal to do the work that is mine to do. Together. I spring forth with zeal to do the work that is mine to do. And I want you to turn to someone and we'll say, you spring forth together. You spring forth with zeal to do the work that is yours to do. And as a sense of community, as a sense of one body, one people, let's affirm this together by saying, we, together, we spring forth with zeal to do the work that is ours to do. And it is so, and so it is. True for you? Yeah, true for me. Now is the time when we give our gifts. And, you know, our gifts come from many sources. I mean, we're grateful for all the gifts that are brought into this storehouse. And we take these gifts as good stewards and use them to promote the teachings and the work of the Christ within. So don't think of your gift as just the money that you give and that, you know. I want you to think of your gift as being love that you're sharing and that you're blessing not only us, the universe, because we don't hold it here. We use it and we spend it. So we're letting it out into circulation. Nothing becomes stagnant. If you receive it and give it, then you receive it back and then you give it. It's a continuous cycle. So let's take our gifts in our hands and let's bless them by saying our blessing for prosperity together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive, and let it flow.
Dreaming, you can't stop me. People pulling me all directions, good intentions manifesting. This is the way it's gonna be. Life is a flower blooming for me. My dandelion dreams, my dandelion dreams.
Waves are crashing.
This is the way it's gonna be. Life is a flower blooming for me. My dandelion dreams, my dandelion dreams, my dandelion dreams, my dandelion dreams.
Sweet as sun. Shine, flowing down like rain. Possibilities, you know my name.
After
the blossom, I'm tossing the seed into the wind. After the blossom, I'm tossing the seed into the wind. I'm saying